The first widely used music file sharing software, Napster, was released in the autumn of 1999. It was a watershed for the music business. Using the internet to illegally download copyrighted songs became easy almost overnight. Since those days, Napster has been reborn as a popular legal music downloading site, sitting respectably alongside services like Apple's iTunes. But illegal file sharing still goes on. Many people use the so-called BitTorrent protocol for accessing movies and music online. And, says our technology commentator Jeremy Wagstaff of the Asian Wall Street Journal, BitTorrent has a whole host of legal uses too.
One of the biggest revolutions taking place on the internet has, strangely, caused barely a ripple. It's called BitTorrent. If you've ever heard of BitTorrent, it's probably alongside a word like evil. After all, isn't BitTorrent the internet protocol of choice for online video, music, and software pirates swapping their illegal wares? Well, yes, that's true, but it's only part of the story. BitTorrent, in fact, is the thin end of a big wedge that will pry open the way that television, movies, and lesser things such as software find their way into your home. This makes trying to close down BitTorrent a bit like banning photocopiers, because people can copy books on them. Getting upset about BitTorrent ignores the number one rule about new technologies: don't shoot the medium. So what is this thing called BitTorrent? Well, it's a standard devised by a young American named Bram Cohen as a way to move large files around the internet efficiently, and for free. Your average web page or email is only a few kilobytes in size. Even an MP3 file is only 3 megabytes, which takes only a minute or two to download, even on a crummy connection. But big files take hours to download and tax even the best connected computer, if more than a few people try to download it at the same time. Now imagine you break up that big file and let people download different bits of it to their computer, and then share bits with each other until everyone has the whole file. Dude A, say, downloads the first bit, Dude B the second, Dude C the third, and so forth. And then Dude B can grab the first bit off Dude A, and the third bit off Dude C, etc., until everyone is sharing what they have with anyone who hasn't. In short, everyone becomes both a customer and a distributor. This is what BitTorrent does, amazingly efficiently. This means not everyone needs to download the file from one place in one go, which takes the pressure and expense off the person trying to distribute the file. And it means everyone gets the file much faster because they're spreading the job over dozens of computers. This is the BitTorrent protocol, a standard that makes this kind of transfer possible. Depending on who you talk to, BitTorrent accounts for around half of internet traffic at any one time. So why might all this change our world? Simply put, suddenly anyone can be a broadcaster. No longer do you need a network to get your product out. Record your TV program at home, compress it into a computer file, add the BitTorrent protocol, and put it on the net. Users just click on a link and download it to watch when they want. No big networks, no big advertising campaign, no expensive infrastructure. Just you, your ideas, an internet connection, and BitTorrent. Sounds like a revolution to me. This is Jeremy Wagstaff for the BBC's World Business Report.